Chapter 4. Black crows are picking over the campsite. The dawn sky is split violently in two. Rain clouds are pouring through the valleys beneath us, fading the foothills into one another and blurring the crests of Cisney Hind 50 miles beyond. But to the northeast, the sky is blue over Tibet. Just above us, the monastery is stirring into prayer, and beyond it, a long, snow-glazed skyline has caught the first light. The boulder-thickened hillside beside me is swarming with tiny children. The labyrinthine rocks echo with their laughter and screaming. A tribe of leprechauns might be running amok there. But they are dressed in pink jumpsuits stamped with Mickey Mouse, or blazoned Going It, or the Vogue Current. Under their bobble hats, their cheeks are flushed crimson and their hair coerced into pigtails or pageboy crops. They seem insanely happy. The school that has sprouted in this desolation, I discover, is so far from its pupils' homes that most remain here for 9 months of the year, sleeping in bunk dormitories. The headmaster is a gentle Bhotia who shows me proudly round the mud-floored and stone-walled classrooms. Until 3 years ago, the place was occupied by Maoists who periodically fought the Nepalese army here while the children tried to go to school. Now the little assembly hall doubles as a Buddhist temple, on whose makeshift altar the teacher lifts a cloth from the picture of Padmasambhava, the great magician saint revered of Tibet. We sit at last in a corner of the kitchen, resting under suspended ranks of bloodied yak sinews, while two Tibetan servant women brew up something on a stove at our feet. I wonder how this middle-aged teacher, with his quiet, easy English, had ended up here, 3 days' walk from Simikot, the roadless village capital of the poorest district in the country. But he laughs this away. He was born here in Humla province, he says, and distances are not the same for him as for me. He has the deep lungs of his people. He can walk to Simikot in a single day. His wife takes two. I once worked in Kathmandu in better times. I started a carpet factory using Tibetan wool and Tibetan weavers. That wool is beautiful, very strong, and Westerners loved it. But then the...